Hello there, this is Jerry Reese, and you know, if you're a Disney nerd like me, then you want to tune in to the Disney Nerds Podcast. Way to go, guys, keep it up, and we'll all keep tuning in.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. I'm standing at the crossroads of the world inside of Walt Disney World's Hollywood Studios, and I am here with Johnny Hollywood, John Kappos. John, what is up?
Nothing much. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. This is the latest installment, April 2016, of our Hollywood Studios time capsule, and there is a lot that has changed here recently. In fact, in very early April, the landscape literally changed. The map literally changed, John.
Half of the park is gone.
I don't know if half of it is, but when I look at, and I'm holding an old map versus the new map, right, because we're in that transition between a couple of weeks. And if anything, the font has gotten a little bit bigger in the new maps.
I would agree with that.
Kind of like if you're doing that paper for school and you needed it to take a couple of extra pages, you increase the font to a 12 instead of a 10.
Exactly.
That's definitely what it looks like has happened here. But that said, we're standing, looking down Hollywood Boulevard at the Chinese Theater. It looks wonderful. Mm-hmm. Sid's on our left-hand side. And, of course, Oscar's Garage on the right. Look absolutely wonderful. And really, you know, nothing's changed here on Hollywood Boulevard. Great movie ride, the Trolley Car Cafe. In fact, I'm sure there's a line out of the door for the Starbucks location or the trolley cars. There always is. Brown Derby, Mickey's of Hollywood. Let's go ahead and walk down Hollywood Boulevard, get a little bit of the background. What
Sounds
do you think?
Good.
A lot has indeed changed here. We have to say that, right?
Well, last time we did this tour was Osborne Lights.
It was Osborne Lights, and the time before that, it was Star Wars Weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars Weekends 2015, a year ago, and here we are now in 2016. There are no Star Wars Weekends, but the Force has awakened to Hollywood Studios. Is that all they said?
Correct, and it has more of the Force that people that haven't experienced Star Wars Weekends, and for veterans like myself and Sam, you got to reach down a little bit further to feel that Force.
Yeah, and I think part of that is, you know, Star Wars Weekends was awesome. I loved it. You loved it. The 501st Parade, we're not seeing that. The events that used to happen back in the Premier Theater or in the Hollywood Hills Theater with the celebrities, the motorcade, that stuff's not here, but we do have a stage show. We have some outstanding fireworks this year.
Yeah, fireworks are incredible.
And that started with Star Wars Weekends, and it just transformed. I tell you what I am seeing a lot of, which I kind of like, the BB-8 balloons.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty cool.
I think BB-8's getting the push now with the map and the souvenirs now and merchandise.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, I'm seeing some BB-8 dresses for ladies and all of that sort of thing.
It used to be a big push on Ben Solo. Now it's going on BB-8.
Is that your way of not saying Kylo Ren while saying Kylo Ren?
I do not know that name.
That's awesome. So we're making a right on Sunset Boulevard. We're not going to go all the way down here. The only thing that's really changed here is the removal of something that was new last time we came through here, which was Club Disney.
Which was one of my personal favorites.
It was a great place to hang out, charge up the phones, the dance club with Mickey Mouse. Now, obviously, the building is still there, and if you head down towards the Rock and Roller Coaster, there's a sign down there that says, watch this space for future items for your enjoyment.
And it's still holding Club Villain Tuesdays and Saturdays.
So Club Villain, which is a hard-ticketed event, it is going on here. Here's what I did want to point out to you, John. We're headed down Hollywood Boulevard, and the Legends of Hollywood store, which previously was Frozen, everything from the film, is now Star Wars, everything from the film.
Which is a.k.a. Watto's Grotto's
That's exactly what I was going to ask you, because we know Waldo's Grotto was back in the section of the park that's no longer there. Mm-hmm. And in essence, when you look at the map, we should mention this. Essentially, you can get back to Muppet Vision, but there's nothing behind Muppet Vision, and there's nothing behind Toy Story Mania.
Correct.
So the entire Streets of America section has been closed. There is no longer a Studios Catering Company, Honey, I Shrunk the Movie's Kids Set, Lights, Motors, Action, Waldo's Grotto. All of that is no longer available to guests.
Agreed. So,
there are walls with coming attractions and concept art. We'll talk about that when we get there. But Star Wars, everything for the film.
Yeah, I have not seen that yet.
Let's walk in there then.
Sounds good.
So this is the store that was everything Frozen is now everything Star Wars.
And you knew it had to go somewhere. We know at Launch Bay they have higher-end merchandise. And Star Tours store was too small to have a lot of clothing and merchandise. So this is where I thought it would go, and I was right.
Yes, and quite a bit. Troop leaders see a lot of Captain Phasma in here. BB-8 purses. That wouldn't match you well there, John. There's the, and essentially as I look at this, I'm going to take a picture, but I'm going to assume some of this is from her universe, the Ashley Eckstein collection. BB-8, Boba Fett, R2-D2, Darth Vader, dresses, tank tops, obviously ladies wear, and a lot of it.
And this was the second room when you walked into Waldo's Grotto, to the left. So this is basically Waldo's Grotto cut in half.
There you go. But there's still tons of merchandise in here. I see some Star Wars Dooney and Burks here, along with the BB-8 Mickey ear hats that I have seen a ton of here recently. New lightsabers. That would go good in your collection, John.
Mm-hmm.
Stormtrooper hats. The backpack I like back there.
I got the sweatshirt.
Of course you do. You already have it. Here's some penny pressing for Star Wars. I like that as I look here. Actually, it looks like Star Tours, but that's okay.
And speaking of Star Wars weekends, one of the famous parts of Star Wars weekends was the Disney characters dressed up as Star Wars characters. So,
and in the penny press, it's reminding us of it.
Exactly.
Because they're Jedi Mickey, Princess Leia Minnie, and Darth Vader Goofy.
So maybe a little silent nod to Star Wars weekends.
All right, we're headed back outside. Let's head over towards, back to Hollywood Boulevard. We're not going to go all the way down Sunset. As far as Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, Fantasmic, it's all still there, and it's all basically exactly the way that it was.
Exactly.
Everything's on the other side of the park that's being changed. Lots of new bubble makers this year. I don't know if you noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Well, since they have the ban on guns, like the Han Solo gun and the Boba Fett gun, that includes bubble guns. So
You know what? It's interesting you bring that up, because I wanted to mention that on shows previously. The old bubble guns that they were selling, that no guns at all whatsoever in any of the parks. You won't find them at all.
And it's very weird to walk through a park and not hear a pew-pew of a Star Wars blaster.
You're right,
the park.
Because there are none. Mm-hmm. In fact, they won't let you in with one if you have one.
Yep.
So if that was part of your costume, guess what? You're not going to get in the front gate with anything that looks like a weapon.
And I know that's a show for Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween down the road.
Yeah, probably. Headed around the corner, past the Fast Pass Plus kiosks here. Which, by the way, the app was updated here recently, and I was able to very successfully select my fourth Fast Pass for the day after it was my third.
Very nice.
And in fact, I picked my fifth one and included you in a couple of things, which was kind of cool.
It's nice how simple that's become now.
It is getting very nice. Looking at the Chinese theater, just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I never know the hat was ever here.
Exactly.
Which was last year.
Like this time last year, it was still in half its form, getting torn down. So
now there is a Star Wars stage show going on here. It's a galaxy far, far away. 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 4:30, 5, and 6:30. Tell me a little bit about this.
It's the show from Star Wars Weekends before the fireworks, kind of condensed down to 10 minutes. It's basically a photo op for different characters, and then all the characters come out at the end. So you have Chewie, you have 3PO and R2-D2, and characters from the First Order. As Star Wars nerds, I think people would get more of a kick out of the video screens and the highlight packages that they show throughout the show.
Awfully sunny here.
Yeah.
We mentioned that for some parade viewing last year. Not that there's a parade this year, but the sun is shining and there's not many places to find shade here in the center of the courtyard, in the center of Hollywood.
And there's some cool video screen techniques that they use throughout the show, especially with Ben Solo. And it's very hard to see with the sun. It's very, especially filming, it's very hard to see the screen effects. Because it's during the day. There's not a nighttime show as of yet.
As of yet, we're hoping that that does change. Now, I will be doing the Galactic dessert package tonight for the Star Wars fireworks, and I'll have some audio for that a little later in the show. No stage show in front of that, but we think that's going to change because they're in the process of redoing that.
I know in the summer they're having a brand new projection fireworks show. This just has a feel of a show before the fireworks. People that have gone to Star Wars weekends have seen shows similar to this before the fireworks.
And looking back, there are some construction walls here on the right and left of the stage, thinking that that has something to do with getting ready for that projection.
Exactly.
That projection show. All right, we're looking at the Animation Courtyard, Star Wars Launch Bay, but I think before we go that, let's go ahead and head maybe around the Great Movie Ride.
Okay.
Towards Toy Story Mania.
Nice.
Although I do just love listening to the music.
Mm-hmm. And a little fun fact for you guys, if you want to see the characters up close of the show, if you go behind the stage to the left of the Chinese Theater, they rope it off around 10 minutes before the show, and the characters come right from the Chinese Theater by the ropes to the back of the stage.
So you can get some up-close pictures in the back here.
Yep, definitely.
We'll remember that, for sure.
So the Great Movie Ride has not changed any whatsoever.
No, it has not. Not since the addition of Robert Osborne and the AMC makeover. It's good. I'm liking it.
And the movie at the end is on the Sam's Disney Diary as well.
That's right. Right next to the old version and the new version.
So it's a nice comparison.
It is.
Some construction walls to the right of One Man's Dream.
Yes.
It's been there for a while.
Yeah, and I don't think there was anything back there. More just shrubbery and
Benches.
But it is advertising the fact that One Man's Dream now has a sneak peek of the Jungle Book at the end of it.
Which we just saw.
We did see, and that looked okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not in theaters yet, but it may be by the time you're listening to this. So One Man's Dream is still here, still operating. And now we're headed down Pixar Place, Pixar Studios, and Toy Story Mania.
Yep.
We'll hear the transition and the music here in just a second.
Which doesn't look too bad, crowd-wise.
No, it's not that bad. I'm sure the standby time is going to be ridiculous up here. But interesting to note, looking at the old map versus the new map. In the old map, there were 8 areas, 8 lands, mm-hmm. we'll call it that. And in the new map, there are only 7. And some renaming and reclassification of some things. We'll get to that in just a second. I see that Sorcerer's Mickey is still out here in the old Jack Sparrow location.
Correct.
He's been here quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
I will also say that the line doesn't look all that long for Sorcerer's Mickey.
To be honest with you, I don't think people know he's back there, to be honest.
I don't know that that's on the map, actually, as we look at it. This is officially Pixar Place, and they have 2 things listed. Toy Story Mania and Hey Howdy Hey Takeaway. So it does not list the Sorcerer's Mickey meet and greet, which is here, nor the Buzz and Woody meet and greet, which is also still here. Even though it doesn't feel long, it's posted 95 minutes for Toy Story Mania. Now here's what I want to get to, because as we pass Toy Story Mania, we are actually approaching a dead end, are we not?
Yeah. So many memories behind here for Star Wars weekends, Osborne lights.
Absolutely, even on the right-hand side, the hot set, the old...
You want to be a Mariner attraction was there.
Yeah, a lot of things back here. So we're looking at the shell of the former backlot tour, which has been closed for quite some time now.
What interests me is all these queue lines to the right.
Yeah, there's a lot of queue area in front of the old hot set. That's where the third Toy Story track, we can only assume, has to be close to being finished.
Because they used to have the benches on the right, now they moved them to the left.
They do have a cast member standing down here now who was not here earlier
That's
today. And basically we're looking at a dead end, looking at the shell of the old Backlot Tour with some concept art for Toy Story Land. And some posters up, Mickey, Minnie, and the gang marching with some construction signs.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a dead end.
Yeah.
So what do you think looking back there right now?
Well, just looking at the concept art to the right with the Buzz Lightyear and the two spinner rides
of some sort? That's got to be the alien ride, right?
Mm-hmm. The neon reminds me of Flo's Cafe over in Cars Land.
A little bit. Well, in the way those two buildings are situated reminds mm-hmm. me of the dual Dumbos over Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
That's what I think when I see that. The first thing I noticed that was gone here, John, the Coca-Cola bottle is like gone immediately.
Yeah, that's
and
very
I'm
true.
And I'm wondering if it's a Disney Springs or the World of Coke that's being constructed.
That's a good idea.
What do you think?
Yeah.
It might be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then looking down at the map a little further, the they've completely cut parts of this map off, so you can't even see where the Earful Tower used to be, for example.
It's
not much to see down here.
No.
It's a dead end.
The buildings still look intact, where the studio's catering company signage is still there.
You can definitely still see the signs. So in looking down here, Studios Catering Company is no longer there. Honey, I Shrunk the Audience movie set's gone. High Octane Refreshments is no longer there. Waldo's Grotto was back there. Lights Motors Action gone as well. All of those things removed, and it's a big chunk of the old map as you look at it.
And reminiscing about the streets of America for one quick second, Disney World is all about Fast Pass Plus and go, go, go. I think that was the last part of a park where you could go and just sit and relax and just enjoy the peacefulness.
Yeah, I completely agree. I agree. Unless it was the Osborne Lights, then there was nothing peaceful about
exactly.
the area. But other than that, so I mentioned before there were eight lands and now there's seven.
Mm-hmm.
What was the Streets of America and what was Mickey Avenue are now gone. Streets of America has been reclassified as the Muppets Courtyard. We'll be back there in a second.
Mm-hmm.
That includes Muppet Vision 3D and Mama Melrose. Pizza Planet has been gone for quite some time.
Yep.
It's behind walls, but we expect that to reopen as a quick service.
Yep.
Don't know what. Expect it to be Muppets themed because it is the Muppets Courtyard. Then Mickey Avenue is completely gone.
Which I'm surprised because it was just one man's dream in there, which is still here as we record this podcast.
Absolutely. So what they've done is taking Mickey Avenue, which was Walt Disney One Man's Dream, and moved One Man's Dream into the Animation Courtyard in the new map. So the Animation Courtyard is One Man's Dream, Voyage of the Little Mermaid, Launch Bay, and Disney Junior Live on Stage.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they just did some manipulating here
yep.
to come up with a Muppet Courtyard and a change to the Animation Courtyard, and we lost Mickey Avenue, and we lost Streets of America.
Yeah.
So we get a new one, rethemed, and we lost one, which means we're down to seven. When you look, here's what I found was interesting. If you look at the total number of attractions in the old map, there are 48 attractions.
Mm-hmm.
And the new one, there are 44. So we lost four attractions. Well, until you dig into it a little deeper, because things like Jedi Training Academy are counted in the new one, and they were not counted in the old one.
Mm-hmm.
A tune-in lounge, which is part of the 50s primetime, is counted as its own location in the new one. It wasn't counted previously, but that's all right. We know there's less here going on, but there's still enough to keep people busy.
Especially if you have the Force.
So we're going to head back from our dead end, which is kind of weird not being able to circle
yeah.
around back then. It really is, and I have to tell you, there's a lot of people walking past us that have no idea they're walking down the
yep.
dead end.
Do you think there would be some cast members before you hit the dead end?
I'm sure there will be, because basically, look, when you go past One Man's Dream, you have basically a counter service, and they wouldn't even call it that. Hey, howdy, hey is more like it's more like a popcorn cart
exactly.
than it is a counter service. You have
two character meet and greets, and then you have Toy Story.
Right, and once you get past Toy Story Mania, there's nothing else down there.
Do you see how many people are walking past us right now?
I do. I absolutely do. And turning around and coming back. But it kind of looks like you could go to the left when you get back there, but you can't.
There's nothing down
be very interesting to see this with summer crowds.
And that could be why those queues are there.
Yeah.
Look at that. Toy Story Mania closes at 8:15 tonight.
But so you definitely want to check your times guide if you come now, because there's Star Wars fireworks every night, which means Great Movie Ride closes early, One Man's Dream.
And Toy Story Mania. Mm-hmm. They close early when there are fireworks happening, so keep that in mind. Joffrey's Coffee is still over here.
Take that, Starbucks.
It is interesting, especially we're not there, but over at the Flower and Garden Festival, it's lots of Joffrey's Coffee locations there, but Starbucks still has a line out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Do we head into the launch bay next?
Of course.
All right. One Man's Dream on the left. Background music changing, I'm sure.
Which, nothing's really changed exhibit-wise in One Man's Dream.
No, exhibits are pretty much the same except for the Jungle Book movie premiere at the end.
Correct.
Which, I love the Julie Andrews. Yeah, maybe it'll be back.
You would have to imagine finding Dory's next to be in there?
I would think so.
There's an ice cream cart to the right of One Man's Dream,
which is new. Yep. Well, they moved it from the streets of America, I think, John.
Yeah. New to the location.
Yeah, yeah. Voyage at the Little Mermaid still going strong.
Which doesn't have a wait out the door, which is new.
I see that. Unless they just open the doors for the theater. Which it looks like it is open. I guess it's a little bit of a stretch to me to have One Man's Dream part of Animation Courtyard, but okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. And I see there are a couple of stormtroopers out. First Order troopers, I should say. Sophia's out. Is that Jake?
Princess Sophia. Minnie Mouse is out here now.
Minnie's out here, okay.
And Doc McStuffins.
Doc, I do see Minnie's out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Doc McStuffins is here later, too. That's cool.
It's always interesting to see the characters take a break walking with the First Order Stormtroopers back to the break room. So.
The First Order is taking Minnie Mouse. Sophia. All right, so we're going to walk into Launch Bay. We're going to skip the movie. If you have not heard that movie, go back, check out the Disney Nerds podcast. Hollywood Studios walkthrough with John and myself. We did record that when it first came out.
You want to meet the characters, you go that way.
So one change that has happened here is you can no longer find Darth Vader back there. Darth Vader was replaced with Kylo Ren, or Ben Solo, as you have been calling him.
And Sam brought a good point off air. I would expect Vader to come back for Rogue One.
Absolutely. I hope Vader and Boba Fett are back. I think they could both do well.
And they both make an appearance at the Star Wars show.
Right. This is the courtyard.
Which doesn't have the 8 grumpy men.
Yeah, well, that were here when it was Animation Courtyard, that's right. All right, walking into Launch Bay. Hello. Facts and props, meet and greets.
The props are still the same from when...
From when Launch Bay opened.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool, I have no problem with that. There's a pod racer. There's a speeder bike from Jedi. So in here now you have Chewbacca is 20 minutes, and Kylo Ren, I can't quite read his sign over there.
20.
How long?
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Walking into the cantina, there are some Jawas here.
Jawas are looking to barter. If they want my recorder, they're not going to get it. We're headed down towards the Kylo Ren queue, and there is a BB-8 and Rey, and well, Rey's costume and her speeder bike, I guess you would call it. Is that what they call it?
Salvage speeder.
The salvage speeder, which basically means it's made up of other speeders that have been salvaged together. I love the parts on the side of
it. It's nice to see them do a little bit for Rey Solo in the parts as well.
Now, come on now.
Ed agrees.
Time will tell. I love the Jawas over there in the cantina.
Very entertaining to see them trade with people and interact with the younglings.
That started quite some time ago. Mm-hmm. In fact, you and I did that for one of the breakfasts when they first started with the Jawas, bartering used batteries.
As we walk through the hallways to our left is the Visa Chase Lounge, where you can meet Kylo Ren, and it doesn't have a wait whatsoever. It's a very nice chain from waiting in line.
So you had to wait for Darth Vader, and you don't have to wait for Kylo Ren.
Exactly. The hours are 11 to 4.
For the lounge.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I have to remember that. See a Han Solo outfit as we're exiting here. Lots of Detect Me. And, of course, the wonderful store as we exit.
Which is not too busy compared to other times.
It doesn't feel all that busy.
No.
But it's still cool. The lightsaber umbrellas and lamps. And that's pretty cool. The bookends there are cool.
You got your phone covers and your magic bands. And you have BB-8 on the ground. On the costume.
There are figures everywhere. See that? The remote control BB-8. Thank you. Can you get name tags in there?
Yes. Which used to be at Watto's Grotto and Star Wars Weekends.
Yep.
Before we leave the courtyard, I wanted to mention one quick thing about Disney's calling this magical moments, where Captain Phasma and troopers around 8 to 10 march from the courtyard in front of the launch bay to the stage, does a 5-minute presentation, and walks back. While I'm not a huge fan of the stage show as itself right now, I think the march throughout the day is one of the best things Disney has done entertainment-wise in a while.
Cool. And that happens before every one of those shows?
It's very random throughout the day.
Okay. So something to look out for is the march from launch bay to the stage, correct?
But you can definitely ask a manager or a cast member and they will know. It's just not in the Times guide because it's called a magical moment.
Right. Here's some troopers now.
I'm talking about the troopers. Really don't take pictures, but if you're set on taking a picture with the troopers at night, right before the fireworks or during the fireworks or after the fireworks, they're more acceptable about taking pictures with guests.
I just think they don't want a queue to form.
Yeah.
That's really what it feels like to me. And it's similar to the Green Army Men in front of Toy Story. Only because as soon as those characters stop, there's a queue 12 people deep. And when you're randomly walking around, that's a tough one for Disney to handle.
No, you're right.
To figure out how to manage.
And that's why I think they wait until the end when there's not 10 people in the courtyard. Because everyone's out on Hollywood waiting for the fireworks.
We're walking out of the courtyard back to the center area here. The popcorn stand is to my left. Still with the TIE Fighter popcorn buckets
that went
premiered.
Down in price, by the way.
Did they really? How much
yes,
are
they
now?
Now they're 19.
Yeah. So I want my $5 back.
Patience,
I'll
young
take
Padawan.
I'll take it in the form of a half a beer, because that's about what I could get for that. As we approach the stage here,
I Everyone's waiting for the show. Everyone's waiting for the show. Far, far away.
And when is that starting here soon?
It is.
There's got to be.
8 minutes.
We'll keep walking, and if we come back, we'll catch a little bit of the end of that. But yeah, so with 10 minutes to go, the it's pretty deep with people here.
And the one good thing about having it during the day is that you have multiple times to see it. Because I know Sam and I, on multiple occasions, have camped out for hours for one show at night before the fireworks.
Yeah. Even longer when they once called it Hyperspace Hoopla.
That's a show for itself.
It's interesting to watch the evolution.
Yep.
Because that's really all it's been.
I think we're back at the bottom, working our way up to the top.
Well, you know, I really think on the other side of 2017, this park is going to be absolutely incredible. Unfortunately, we have to get through 18 to 24 months of construction and closures and temporary things before we get there. So you listening, a lot of what we're talking about probably won't even be here. In fact, Launch Bay in general, once Star Wars Land opens, why would you have a Star Wars Launch Bay?
100%.
So this is all temporary until they can get built what they really want to do.
And I see signs in the park of how big Star Wars is taking over the studios, which I enjoy. Very beginning last December, those troopers would be at that courtyard, and once they reached that Disney Studio sign, they would go right back. The last couple of months, they would walk a little bit to that popcorn cart, and then back. Now they've circled the whole Chinese theater and back to the big courtyard.
And that's because of guest demand.
Yep.
It really is. Think about it. And the promotions they're trying to make, right? They're promoting Force Awakens, which just came on DVD. And by the way, you could find it at every register I've been to. They have two or three copies of The Force Awakens. Go back 2 years, John. This place was Frozen everywhere.
Yeah.
This was where you went for Anna and Elsa. It's where you went for Frozen. They had a Frozen parade coming through here three times a day.
And the best part of that whole experience was the snow machines throughout Hollywood Boulevard.
Awesome. Yeah. So I guess my point is Disney does what their guests want or what they perceive their guests to want. And if we stopped buying Star Wars stuff while you're wearing an Ewok jersey and I'm wearing a Star Wars polo, if we stopped buying this stuff, they probably wouldn't have it. But as long as we're buying it, they're going to have it on the shelves.
Exactly.
So 2 years later, Frozen, they have a Frozen sing-along, which is very popular. Mm-hmm. I did it earlier today with the family. Lots of little girls singing as loud as they could, buying in and out of things at the gift shop on the way out. But it doesn't take the whole park. Everything else is Star Wars.
It comes in moderation. It comes in, like you said, crowd demand. What they want, they'll get.
Yep. So we're headed back towards Star Tours, passing the Path of the Jedi, which you could hear full audio of that from John and I's walkthrough last year.
And they have totally redone this building to the right, which used to be the VIP area for celebrities at Star Wars weekends, now going to be the meet and greet for Sorcerer Mickey, Minnie Mouse, and Olaf.
And Olaf, very nice. So you can hear a little bit of Jedi training. We're walking up on it. But before we get there, John's talking about the area just past the old ABC soundstage, where a restroom is sort of behind here someplace. There are walls up right now, and they are building more meet and greets. Because one of the things we lost with Streets of America was Phineas and Ferb and Cars, which were time consumption. Let's go. Darth Vader's on stage. Let's go a little closer. Backlot Express still on the left. They have some Star Wars things in there, right?
Which, if you are a fan of this Star Wars Rebel Hangar, they have the Darth Vader's Chicken and Waffles.
Chicken and Waffles. Yep. Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. That was your thing.
And you know that has to be coming Star Wars Land. But it would be nice to see that make a return.
There has to be something like it. It has to be. Darth Vader's on stage at Jedi Training. The seventh sister is out there with it.
Somebody else is going to make an appearance in a couple of seconds.
All right, let's wait right here.
I do like the newly designed stage. It's nice. Looks permanent.
And I like the show as well.
So here's what I sort of like about this show, John.
You're right, what do we got?
It's Kylo Ren.
It used to be Darth Maul.
It was.
You know me. Not like I know you. You want to be a Jedi.
So here's what's cool about the way that show plays out. What's uncool about it is you and I can't do it. You have to be a kid.
Exactly.
But what's neat about it is it's the Jedi Temple. So you go to the Jedi Temple for training. A lot like Luke went to Dagobah for training in The Empire Strikes Back.
And it also ties into Star Wars Rebels.
Well, it ties into anything because like Luke went to get trained in at Dagobah, he had to face his fears. So you could put any character up there that's the current bad guy.
Yep.
So face your fears. Oh, it's Kylo Ren. Oh, it's Darth Vader. Oh, it's Darth Maul. It's you name the bad guy. Or ones that we don't know about yet because of episode 8 and 9. They can easily put them in there. Tatooine Traders on our left. Still absolutely crowded. Yep. So small. So much stuff being sold. But that'll be fixed in Star Wars Land. We know that. That'll absolutely be fixed.
The only drawback to that situation is that's the only place you can build your own lightsaber. Used to be Watto's Grotto, which was definitely not as crowded.
So I did notice that at Mickey Star Traders, you can build one there definitely. Over in Tomorrowland.
Studios-wise,
yes. All right, so we are Muppet Vision Courtyard. There's more up here. On the left-hand side are construction walls over the restrooms and the former Pizza Planet. On the right-hand side is a huge construction wall that basically stretches the entire length, cutting us off from going into Streets of America with Star Wars Land concept art.
Yeah.
So I don't know that where they have the concept art necessarily means where this stuff's going to be, because back by Backlot Tours where Toy Story concept art is, and here it's Star Wars Land concept art. We know it's coming. We know that's why the walls are up. There's not much else back here, man.
Yeah.
You have the new Muppet Courtyard. You have Muppet Vision. The Christmas store is still open on the other side of the walls.
Mama Melrose
is still back there. And, of course, the Muppet Vision gift shop. I forget the name of that.
My favorite thing to do now is to go to the exit of Muppet Vision and look behind the construction walls and see the progress that they're making.
Which there is progress. Mm-hmm. The Premier Theater is gone. What used to be the Premier Theater, we should say.
And they started that before the streets closed as well.
Yeah, you saw that. They were gutting that back there. We're standing in front of the fountain. I'm going to take a couple of pictures here. But not much to be seen back here. I mean, if you're going to Muppet Vision, that's wonderful. Other than that, the signs for Pizza Planet are gone.
Except for the rocket ship.
Rocket ship is still up there. Sort of sad being down here with those walls. These should be down soon, though.
Yeah. The streets still look like they're intact.
Yeah, looking over the walls, the Streets of America are definitely intact. We still see the barbecue grill on the second floor over there.
Let's go check out Rider Stop, because I know they have a new menu.
Yeah, let's do that. Rider Stop was rumored to be closing, but word is it did not. That's what you're telling me, and I'm going to go see it. I'll tell you a couple things that I'm a little concerned with, and I'll see if you've noticed these before. As I look back at Muppet Vision 3D, on the right-hand side where the wall is, there are planters And a couple of those planters have been taken over by the Muppets.
Yes.
Like the one that is actually, looks like a strawberry sundae inside of it. I hope that doesn't go anywhere, because it's a cool touch.
No, I'm with you.
It really is. The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
And if you come down here on a two-week vacation, or you're a regular, and you come down here a lot, I challenge you to come down here to the Muppet Vision Courtyard during the Star Wars fireworks. No one's here. And instead of Star Wars music, you have Muppet.
Does it match?
On occasion. The last time I did it, it started off with Moving Right Along, and then it ended with a tearful rendition of The Rainbow Connection.
So, Moving Right Along, I could see that going with some Star Wars fireworks. Na 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 na. That's good.
And they even have a sign out here by Star Tours saying anything down the hill is...
Yeah, what does it say here? This
Mama
says...
Melrose and Muppet.
Yeah. Muppet Vision 3D, Mama Melrose. Everything else to the left. That's interesting. There's only two things down here. And the sign's gone there, man. Looking at the sign for the Mickey map, and there are two noticeably missing things there, which used to be Streets of America. Writer Stop is open. I see that. The door's open anyway. So is the sci-fi, which we expected. The sci-fi wasn't going to go anywhere. So we're going to go ahead into the writer stop.
Oh, that's the permit up there. No, that's Muppets. We can get over there.
There is more. In fact, I think it's the same concept art outside here. Hello, we're doing great. Thank you. Yeah, the Raider Stop has a selection of cheeses, meats and cheeses and pretzels. They look like they're the bigger pretzels that you find at in Germany over in Epcot. It's not a Mickey pretzel. Very interesting.
Hi. Hey guys.
Doing pretty good?
I am recording right now. In fact, I'm looking for, maybe you can help me, where can I find my carrot cake cookie?
We're going to be at Sweet Spells over near, you know where Brown Derby is?
Yes,
to the
absolutely.
Right of Brown Derby, Sweet Spells is right there.
So that's where you get them, because in the Writer Stop now I see some...
We are now the Sci-Fi Lounge.
You're the Sci-Fi Lounge. What? Yep. Did it... What? It's still on the
that
wall.
That side is still the Writer Stop, but we're no longer the Writer Stop you knew and loved.
So you're the Sci-Fi Lounge. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And that
we
makes sense.
We'll be getting back the carrot cake cookies. I believe they said Tuesday is the day.
Nice.
Oh, I had no idea.
So we'll be getting that back as well as the chocolate-covered cookies.
Nice.
Because we've gotten so many questions on them.
Well, there you go. See that?
Yes.
That's all it takes is people to ask about it.
They never told me that.
It's news to everybody. Love it.
Cool.
Thank you, guys.
Not a problem.
That was a great afternoon.
You too.
Thank you. So there you go. Straight from the horse's mouth. This is no longer the Writer Stop, even though it says it outside. It's the Sci-Fi Lounge.
You still have signs.
Yeah.
But looking just for a quick second.
Yeah.
If you put two and two together, and we could be totally wrong on this, but looking at the art on the walls.
Yeah.
Streets of America to the left side by Writer Stop and Star Tours would be Star Wars Land. And then to the right behind Pixar, or behind Toy Story would be Toy Story Land, correct?
I think so. Although we had heard rumblings that Toy Story Land was going to be more behind... Toy Story Mania.
Yeah.
Sort of the other direction with the third. You know, we're going to know soon enough because things are still coming down. As soon as they start to build up, we're going to know it. I mean, looking at that concept art, look how tall some of those mountains are, some of those. I'm sure there's forced perspective involved, but they're going to be pretty big and you're going to be able to see them just about everywhere. So the Writer Stop is the Tune In Lounge. The Writer Stop is the Sci-Fi Lounge. I'm partial to the Tune In Lounge myself. Want to keep going up here past ABC sure. Commissary just to see where we get, and maybe we'll catch some of that show.
Absolutely.
Then I got to tell you, as a time capsule, wow. It's amazing how much things have changed here. And that's why we did the first one, remember, John? Because we knew it would never look like this again. And every time we do this, this park in April of 2016 is never going to look like it does right now again. And that's a good thing because there's construction walls everywhere. That's absolutely a good thing. You think the stage show's going on at this point? Sounds like it might be. ABC Commissary. Stinks not being able to walk all the way back there, though.
Yeah.
But we will soon.
So does this feel like a Star Wars Weekends to you?
No. Anyone know why it doesn't feel like Star Wars Weekends? There's nobody dressed up. I mean, one of the things I loved about Star Wars Weekends, and you and I commented on it when we did our recording, is the way that people would dress up and come to Star Wars Weekends. To me, that was part of it, and that's not here now. All right, our audio is quickly going to transform from ABC Commissary to the center court stage, which is where the Star Wars stage show is happening. So let's pick that up in progress.
Stand in our way.
stories about what happened.
It's true.
All right, so you asked me before, because I hadn't seen that yet, let's be sure there. I will see it again in the whole thing. It feels a little like Star Wars Weekends now.
Yeah.
It does. It feels a little bit like it. That was a great photo op at the end. We had on stage R2, 3PO, Boba Fett, Darth Vader, Kylo Ren, Darth Maul.
Phasma, BB-8 as well.
Phasma, BB-8. That was cool, and I would love... That's a great photo op. Cool. That's awesome. Yeah. You know what? Next, I think we're done recording for now, because we're going to come back with the VIP fireworks, and this is going to be awesome.
Yeah. I think people that watch these fireworks, especially the finale, and you can say after you watch them, it blows bushes out of the water.
And that's good. The evolution. Yeah. Yep. I would expect an evolution to get better and better regardless. It's okay if the better fireworks are here, because that means... Walt Disney World needs to redo Wishes. They're pushing themselves. And you know what? I would rather them push themselves than somebody else have to push them.
Exactly.
Because the internal competition is good for the industry, it's good for us as Disney fans, and it's better than another park pushing them.
I agree.
Got it. John, thanks so much to Johnny Hollywood. Again, live from Hollywood Studios, summer 2016, April 2016. We may be back in the summer. We'll see you then. This is another installment of the... Hollywood Studios Time Capsule. If you like this one, head back to the others. You'll enjoy those, and I have links in the show notes. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
May the force be with you.
Always. Congaloosh!
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace. The haunting's free, so...